Today is the first day of Phase 2 of the state's COVID vaccine program. People 75 and older are now eligible to receive their first shot as of today. But because of today's snowstorm, the COVID vaccine clinic at the Reggie Lewis Center in Roxbury will push back its opening to tomorrow. The clinic at the Lynn Community Health Center in Lynn will open as planned today. And to talk about that, we're joined now by Dr. Kiami Mahanya, CEO of the Lynn Community Health Center. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let me ask, what impact do you think today's snow is going to have on your opening day?
So we expect that we may have some people cancel or no-show, but we're going forward with it.
Is there pent-up anticipation in your community in Lynn for your center to open today?
Most definitely. Our volume of call has almost doubled with calls of patients and people who are not patients calling to inquire whether or not they can get the vaccine. We made 330 appointments available Friday at 1 o'clock, and by 5 p.m., 79% of their slots were taken. And this is without advertising, without announcement. It was just posting it on our website and making them available. So we think there is a huge pent-up demand.
Bigger picture question, Doctor, if I might. Massachusetts has one of the lowest rates of vaccine distribution so far. So how do you feel about the vaccine rollout at this point here?
Well, it's a very daunting process, I imagine. We don't have, by that I mean us as a state, we don't have the infrastructure really set up to respond to a pandemic at this level. So I think given the resources that the state has, they're doing a decent job. You have to remember that just like we get frustrated when the state can't tell us how many vaccines they're going to give us or when they're going to arrive, they're in the same situation in regards to the federal government. So I think it has not necessarily gone as well as we would like, particularly a state that's used to excellence in healthcare. But I think there are many extenuating circumstances explaining that.
Which prompts, I think, this question. As you told us a few minutes ago, you know how the program is going to go in your first week, and again, you're opening today for the first time. But do you know how many doses you're going to have for next week and the weeks after? Do you know how this rollout is going to go for you as we move on through the calendar?
Not yet. So, for instance, Friday morning, we anticipated that we'd be open Monday and Tuesday and that we'd close for the rest of the week because we only had enough dose for the first 2 days. Then Friday afternoon, we got news, got an email from the state about how many doses we can get. So we expect that we can be open for about 5 days of operations now. Now, we're not gambling, but we're assuming that as we're using up our vaccine fairly quickly, the state will register that and give us at least enough to replace that. But yes, it is difficult to plan for staff and for equipment when you're not quite sure week to week how much vaccine you're going to get.
Let me ask you one more question, if I might, Doctor. You're a practicing family physician. What's your biggest concern about the pandemic, and what are you hearing from your patients?
The health center in Lynn serves about 43,000 patients. 9 out of 10 of those patients live at or below 200% of the federal poverty line, and over 2/3 are comfortable in a language other than English. So what I'm really worried about is that we're going to see a great disparity between the rates of acceptance of the vaccinations among different groups. I expect that people who speak English are going to accept it at a much higher rate. People who have more education are accepted at a much higher rate. And people of color, and particularly people who are Black, are going to have a lot more hesitancy. So what I'm worried is that not only is Lynn one of the highest, one of the cities with the highest rates, so I think the rate for the city as a whole might be around 6 or 7%, but the rate for our patients whom we test, and we test around 400 people a day, our rate currently is around 13%, so it's very high. And that despite the fact that we're going to have one of the populations with the highest rates of COVID-19 infection, I'm afraid that we're going to have one of the populations with the lowest rates of vaccine acceptance. And this is going to be despite the work that we do around marketing and communication and outreach.
Well, Dr. Kiami Mahanya, CEO of the Lynn Community Health Center, we wish you very good luck today as your vaccine rollout begins in the middle of this storm, and good luck down the road after this.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having a voice of the Community Health Center movement represented on your show.